The typo trapdoor. You know the drill. You're typing faster than a caffeinated squirrel, and whoops, you've just sent an email to brain@example.com instead of brian@example.com. It's funny until Brian turns out to be a cyber criminal waiting to pounce on typos. That's where spell checkers come in, swooping in like tape heroes to save your day and your data from these dastardly typo trapdoors. Fishing for compliments? Nope, just scams. Ever get an email that compliments your incredible attention to detail and then ask for your credit card number? Flattering, but no thank you. Imagine this. You get an urgent-looking email titled, "Your account is compromised." It claims to be from your bank, but the whole thing is riddled with spelling errors and weird grammar. Would you click the ominous link begging for your super-secret password? Probably not. Cyber crooks are notorious bad spellers. Maybe they skipped English class to plan their evil schemes. Those glaring typos are often your first clue that something's not right. Spell checkers, your grammar superhero. Think of spell check like your own personal grammar superhero. It swoops in, cape fluttering, to highlight suspicious misspellings and odd sentence structures. Suddenly, that phony email with the misspelled bank name doesn't seem quite so scary. Spell checkers are like that friend who whispers, "Don't trust them," when someone's being too nice. They highlight that fishy, or should we say fishy, language that often signals a scam, keeping you one step ahead of the con artists. Autocorrect, the party pooper. We've all been there, sending a text that autocorrects "let's grab a drink" to "let's grab a dragon." While it might ruin the party plans, autocorrect is just trying to protect you from making mistakes that could lead to cyber mishaps. It's the party pooper you didn't know you needed. A culture of double checking. Using a spell checker is like having a tiny librarian in your computer who's also a part-time detective. It encourages you to double check everything, which is a great habit to have, especially when there's a risk of cyber fraud lurking around every virtual corner. In conclusion, your cyber sidekick. So there you have it. Spell checkers are not just for those of us who can't spell necessary. Without a little help, it's a tough one, we know. They're the unsung sidekick in our ongoing battle against the cyber baddies. Next time your spell checker catches a mistake, give it a little mental high five for keeping you safe in the most unassuming way. Remember, spell check plus common sense equals a winning combo. Stay safe, stay secure, and don't forget to give some kudos to that spell checker the next time it saves your bacon. I'll see you again soon. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.